Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Simon and Stevie, and thank you for tuning into The Overdrive here on 101.9 Hi FM, where at 25 past 4, we chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Joburg. Daniel Israel, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for being my first guest of 2021.
Welcome back, Simon. I hope you had a good masked holiday.
I certainly did, says he, perhaps lying just a little bit. Daniel, let's talk about, Israel. Quite a remarkable little country doing remarkable things in as far as COVID-19 vaccination is concerned. How on earth would you account for the fact that a tiny little country of 9 million people is leading the world in this endeavor to vaccinate its population?
So interestingly, Simon, when people always talk about Israel leading things, I'm often skeptical because I think we're biased. We look at Israel and say Israel's the best at this and that. But objectively, Israel on the stats is shown to be leading per capita. And the reasons why is because it has such a well-developed centralized healthcare system that's accessible to all, citizens. And Israel is very good at rolling out operations across the country, even where, from its war experiences, unfortunately. Another thing is that the government jumped on, and we're not talking about, just the theory of vaccines, but actually jumped on the deals of securing these vaccines directly with the manufacturers as soon as they were passed. So, we saw, a whole shipment arrive in Israel the last day or two, and it's gotten to the stage now where healthcare workers are already getting started with the Prime Minister, but their second doses of the vaccines in the last couple of days. So they are indeed leading, which is very, very, very inspirational for us.
It is inspirational. And Daniel, I mean, I do know that there are a lot of people who have massive suspicion about the vaccine and what it does, and many people refuse to take it. Apparently, Israel is doing remarkable work in that regard, using all sorts of people from all sorts of lives on television and in the press to try and encourage people to reduce the resistance to taking the vaccine.
Absolutely. And remember, one in five Israelis at the moment have already received the vaccine. 60% of all people over the age of 60 or 70% have already received the vaccine as well. What's really interesting is, the skeptics would tell you that this is linked to a political campaign of Netanyahu.
Sure, an election around the corner.
But the point is that the facts on the ground is the whole world is looking at vaccine as the only solution, the pot of gold at the end of the story here. And the truth is that Israel is definitely leading. The question that we have to ask as South Africans is, could we achieve this? I mean, ever?
Okay, so that's a very good question, Daniel. Answer your own question.
So remember that a herd immunity doesn't require every citizen to be vaccinated. The Israel goal is by Pesach for all citizens over the age of 16 to be vaccinated, which is absolutely incredible. South Africa has, according to the epidemiological studies here, said that if 66%, two-thirds of the South Africans can be vaccinated by the end of the year, that will be something that would cause a herd immunity. But, I think that in honesty, to look at more than 50 million population and try and vaccinate them over this time, or even a year, is going to be exceptionally difficult. So, I mean, we're talking about vaccinating over 100,000 people a day, which is, I certainly don't know the logistics of how that would work in South Africa. So it is very worrying to me as to how we would, as South Africa, achieve such goals.
Daniel, that brings us exactly to 4:30. That went way quicker than I would have liked this afternoon. If we do get to chat tomorrow, we're going to pick up on whether the vaccine will work against the new strain.
Correct, Simon.
Thanks so much, Daniel. And as I said, it was great chatting to you as my first guest for 2020.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.